AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. More is known about the shooting death of a North Carolina Community College print shop operator. Goldsboro Police Sergeant Jeremy Sutton says 20-year-old Kenneth Morgan Stansel III entered the shop yesterday morning and fired once with a pistol-gripped shotgun, killing his former supervisor, Ron Lane.
This is being investigated as a possible hate crime, and that aspect will be a focus that our investigators will look at as the investigation moves forward.
Lane's supervisor at the college says he was gay, but police are not saying what has led to the hate crime investigation. A 73-year-old Tulsa County, Oklahoma Reserve Sheriff deputy has turned himself in to face a manslaughter charge and the shooting death of a suspect who is already subdued on the ground. Investigators say Robert Bates confused his handgun for a stun gun when he shot 44-year-old Eric Harris earlier this month. Andre Harris says his brother was not a threat to anyone.
He was nonviolent. He was peaceful. He was loving. He was caring. And he was my brother that I'll never see again.
President Obama promises more humanitarian aid to Iraq. Here's AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Meeting with Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, the president said with help from U.S. airstrikes, Iraqis are rolling back the militants.
About a quarter of the territory that fallen under Daesh control has been recovered.
And he says one reason is the inclusive way al-Abadi's governing. Through an interpreter, al-Abadi said his people are rallying.
Iraq has made great strides in achieving democracy and establishing its sovereignty.
Obama's pledging $200 million to aid those displaced by the fighting. But more weapons and ammo? We're told right now the Iraqis aren't asking for them. Mark Smith at the White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 76. The Nasdaq has dropped 11. S&P is up 4. This is AP Radio News. Hillary Clinton meeting with a small group of people at a tech school in Monticello, Iowa, her first stop on her campaign swing through that state. Clinton saying she wants higher income tax rates for higher wage earners.
There's something wrong when hedge fund managers pay lower tax rates than nurses or the truckers that I saw on I-80 as I was driving here over the last 2 days.
Two of the 10 Atlanta teachers and educators found guilty of rigging standardized tests have agreed to a deal, giving up the right to appeal, apologizing for what they did in exchange for weekends in jail for one, a year of home confinement for the other. Fulton County DA Paul Howard says he's disappointed more didn't agree.
It was my thought that by accepting responsibility, that it offer a measure of a way for our community to heal and move forward.
The remaining eight received harsher sentences from 1 to 7 years in jail. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.